Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello, I wish I was a
welcome back to that 590 show. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio alongside Lindsay Eversmeyer from the Fire and Ice Soccer Club in studio with us, having a good time.
Mm-hmm. I love the music choices.
I put together the playlist, and he plays songs, but I put together the playlist.
I love it.
Yeah, sounds good. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
The temperatures may be going up, but the prices are going down at Belmont Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Dads and grads may rule the month of June, but Ryan Kemner and his great sales staff have deals for all. It doesn't matter if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, your next one can be found at Belmont Automotive. To supplement their wide inventory, they have financing for everyone and a top-notch service department to help keep your new ride maintained. In the market for a new truck, here's a great offer from Belmont. Save up to $12,000 off MSRP on a new Ram. That's right, $12,000 off, but that's not all. At Belmont, you also get a Grizzly cooler or your choice of a Remington shotgun, Ruger pistol, or Savage Axis Campbell rifle from M&M Guns at no extra charge. So drive home in a new Ram truck and your choice of a rugged Grizzly cooler or a gun at no extra charge. Belmont Automotive really can do it all. Give them a call at 636-462-3600 or swing on by at 175 Turnbull Trail in Troy, Missouri, BelmontCDJR.com. Lindsay, are you a big NBA fan at all?
I dibble-dabble in it. More of a college basketball sport.
Okay, yeah, you went to KU, yeah. So that stands to reason that you'd be more of a college basketball fan. But it's amazing what the NBA has become, in a sense, much like the NFL, where it is a year-round sport now, where people are talking about it year-round, nonstop. Mm-hmm. You know, like, once the baseball season's over, for the most part, people don't talk about baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, once the Cardinals are out of it, I guarantee you that there's not going to be a lot of interest in baseball. I'm not talking about, like the regular season. I'm talking about, like, once the regular season's over, if the Cardinals don't make it to the postseason, there aren't going to be that many people that are going to be that interested in baseball. It's not like that with the NFL. It's not like that with the NBA, where there's interest in it year-round now. And the NBA has done a fantastic job with that.
Yes, I agree. I mean, there's always stuff on TV about the NBA.
And right now there was a trade made between the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers, where they basically have swapped picks. The Philadelphia 76ers now have the number one pick, the Boston Celtics number three. Now, but to me, the more important thing is, through trades that they have done, the Boston Celtics have 7 first-round picks over the next 3 years.
Holy moly.
Seven first-round picks. So if you're the Boston Celtics, and let's say you want somebody like an Anthony Davis, or you want another player out there, why wouldn't you call New Orleans and say, hey, we'll give you 4 first-round picks for Anthony Davis?
Oh.
And you can afford it, because, I mean, you really don't want that much young talent on your NBA team anyway, unless it's generational talent, which odds are is not going to be.
Right.
They're going to be good NBA players, but for the most part, you don't want that much youth on your team, especially considering that you were the number one seed in the Eastern Conference this past season. You are not really in a rebuilding mode. If you're in a rebuilding mode, then yeah, you want all those draft picks that you can get. Your boss, you're not in that right now. You're in win now mode. So why wouldn't you take those 4 draft picks, call up somebody like New Orleans, and say, hey, you know what? 4 first-round picks are yours. We want Anthony Davis. Let's make a deal.
Yeah, I agree. I think experience plays a big part in sports. So, I mean, you don't always want the best players coming out because they don't have the experience, you know, playing at that level. So, yeah.
The one-and-done rule, the NBA, they need to get rid of it, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think what they probably need to do is maybe alter it to where, okay, like with Major League Baseball, right now they have the College World Series on the TV here. Mm-hmm. All those kids right there, they got drafted by a Major League Baseball team. If they go to college, I believe they have to stay in college for 3 years. And then after the 3 years is over, then they can join the Major League squad. So you either go right out of high school and go right into that Major League's farm system, or if you decide that you want to go to college, you're in college for 3 years, and you can't leave after, and you can't leave in those 3 years. Do you think that college basketball would benefit from something like that?
Gosh, I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, it's so much different than soccer, so, I mean, I don't feel like I should be the one to say it.
It seems almost a little unfair, too, because everybody else can leave high school and do their profession right out of high school.
Right.
There's no restrictions outside of the NFL. Right. where the NFL, you have to be 3 years removed from graduating high school before your high school class has to be 3 years removed before you can enter the NFL. But I think that's more kind of a safety precaution, because physically I don't think a high school player is ready to go out there and battle with NFL players.
No, I don't. Yeah, I can't imagine a kid right out of high school going up against someone that's, you know, that big and strong.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
There's going to be a lot of broken bones and a lot of concussions and a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, and the concussions is the biggest part of the NFL right now with all the controversy of how bad it affects you like later on in life. So, yeah, I would see where they would want to take a little bit more precaution.
So, but any other profession that you want to get into, if you want to get into tennis, you can do that as soon as you get out of high school. You can almost do that while you're in high school. Same thing with almost any other singing, acting. But for some reason, basketball, they're telling you, no, you have to go to college 1 year, and then you can start your profession. I think that's more of a college basketball rule, college basketball likes that rule, because if that rule wasn't there, I think they'd be missing out on quite a bit of talent. So I think that's more of an effort to save college basketball than it is to save some of these players.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they don't have the best talent on their teams because they're skipping college, then what type of attraction are they going to have to the college? That's what brings players in, is big players, like good players that bring recognition to your team. So if you don't have that, then...
That's why you normally see them market the coach.
Oh, yeah.
These college programs, they almost normally market the coach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like when you're talking about, you know, Duke, it's always Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Duke Blue Devils are coming in. It's never, you know, Jason Tatum and the Duke Blue Devils. It's Mike Krzyzewski and the Blue Devils and the Duke Blue Devils. It's Rick Pitino and the Louisville Cardinals that are coming in. It's never the certain player.
Yeah.
It's almost like that with college football, too.
How many players have really jumped from high school, like, straight into the pros?
Oh, quite a few. Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah. Wasn't LeBron one of them?
LeBron was one of them. And, I mean, you have some that are really great that do that, and you have some that are awful.
Yeah.
LeBron is one that went straight from high school right into the NBA. Mm-hmm. Kevin Garnett's like that. Kobe Bryant was like that, too. But you do have some busts that went straight from high school. Kwame Brown is probably the biggest one that everybody can think of. And the reason why Kwame Brown kind of gets a lot of crap for that, too, is because he was selected by Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan was running the Washington Wizards, and Michael Jordan was out there practicing with the team, and Michael Jordan was so tough on that poor kid, actually reduced him to tears.
Oh, that's awful. I'm laughing, but that's awful.
You ever made one of your players cry?
Yes and no, but not because I feel like they felt like I was demeaning them, but because I made them recognize that they could do better. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could have done better. Yeah. And, you know, coaching girls, everything's emotional. Everything's emotional. So, I mean, it's the moment you put a girl down, you got to, like, say 8 good things about her.
That's
to pull
true.
Her back up.
Yeah. So. And, I mean, like, the age group that we're talking about, too, they're still pretty young.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my Fire and Ice girls are from 18 up to my oldest is 29. So, yeah. I mean,
that's quite a range there, too. Do they all get along? How many catfights do you have to put out?
Not at all. Not at all. The girls are competitors. They come together just for one purpose. But like I said, I think it's good that I have half and half. Half, you know, kids that have played for a long period of time and some that are new. So, like, the experience.
Let's head to the Belmont Automotive phone line, and John joins us. Good evening, John. How are you? Is John there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
There's John. John, what's going on?
Yeah, how was your Father's Day? Did you take your father out anywhere, or did you stay in town, or what did you do?
Actually, we did not get together for Father's Day because the entire family could not get together this past Sunday, so next Sunday we're going to get together. But Thursday, we all went to the zoo. Me, the entire extended family went to the zoo on Thursday. First time I've been to the zoo in 20 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a...
John, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
Okay. How was your Father's Day? What did your kids do for you?
Well, I don't have any children, but I was just with my family. Just, you know, just did little things. You know, just going out somewhere and, you know, enjoying a good time. That's it. You know, nothing too big.
That's good.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you hear about the passing of this NFL football player from ALS? Dallas offensive lineman. He was played in the 70s with Roger Staubach. He was the left tackle. I'm just interested. Is that rate that the ACLS, you know, they had Lou Gehrig's disease. That seems like it's more common in football type players than in other sports. You don't hear it like in basketball or other player. I mean, well, you know, that Lou Gehrig got it, you know, in baseball. But I'm just saying, there seems like there's more incidents of these type of neurological diseases in football than in other sports.
You're right about that.
I'm sorry?
I said, no, you're right about that. And so far, yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's any kind of correlation between the two. I'm sure there is. I haven't read any articles or seen any studies about it, but you're right. It does seem like it does happen quite often with football players as opposed to other athletes. And it also seems like, you know, when football players, when they have children, it seems like a lot of their kids seem to have different kind of ailments as well, too. It seemed like for a while there, every football player, they had a child that was born that had some kind of disability. You're like, what is going on with football players?
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know, sorry, the CTE, you know, that chronic traumatic, you know, encephalitic disease, but, I mean, I just can't believe how the NFL will still not run it off. It's like, you know, trying to say Donald Trump, or when are you going to release your taxes? I mean, it's ridiculous. There's all this scientific evidence. It's just like, not, you know, denying global warming, you know, or whatever. You know, I mean, there's so much scientific proof on the table with CTE and all these neurological deficits that these players are suffering, but yet the NFL will not burn it up. I mean, it just baffles me. I know these players are just, you know, there for, you know, I mean, I know they get paid well, but, you know, I know they're just there to fulfill a, you know, make their team better and all that, which is, I understand that, but after their playing days are over, a lot of them don't even hear about them. Either they're in wheelchairs or they're forgetful. Like, who's that one player recently, his wife had to be with him all the time because he kept forgetting, he couldn't even remember his wife's name. And
you can almost say that about any old NFL player, but if you ask them, they'll be like, you know what? That's a sacrifice I made, and then almost to a man, they would say they would do it all over again. It just takes a special kind of person to do that. It's kind of like the same thing with people who coal mine or do a lot of other different dangerous jobs. People who work on bridges, they know full well what kind of risk that they're undertaking when they take that job, when they sign on the dotted line saying, yeah, I'm going to do it. You know, back, you know, the players like in the 70s and the 80s and to a lesser extent the 90s, you can kind of understand why, you know, they're angry about it because of the research and what the NFL suppressed. But right now, I mean, from, like, I would almost say from 95 to 2000 on, if you're signing up and to play football, you know damn well what you're signing up for.
Yeah, and one more real quick thing on this Quantum Martin deal with this East St. Louis basketball player being arrested for drunk driving or whatever it was.
Minor in possession.
Yeah, okay, I understand. I mean, I know Quantum Martin wants to have these guys, you know, be, you know, just, you know, he doesn't want to be robots, but come on, you got to put these guys on you're playing for me now. I got to get this reputation back from Missouri. This is not the way we do things. And I thought he would make it clear with these players, but I guess it hasn't sunk in yet. What's going on with that?
You're welcome, John. Have a good night. Jeremiah Tillman, for those of you who don't know, was arrested and given a minor in possession. He was stopped in a car. They said that the car was swerving, and then when they pulled him over, he had an open container in the vehicle with him. He passed the field sobriety test, so there was no DWI, just a minor in possession. Now, to me, this is it a great thing? Obviously not. Is it the end of the world? No, it isn't. I think people are making a bigger deal out of it because he's a basketball player and it's Mizzou. And Mizzou, you know, football and basketball players, they seem to run afoul of the law. But, you know, there's no real reason to kind of punish this kid other than just have him run wind sprints or something like that. Have him run stairs and you'll be fine. How would you handle it, Coach?
I mean, it sounds bad, but at the same time, like, you know, I know kids are going to be kids, I feel like, you know. So it's almost like you kind of got to expect them to fail at some point in time or else you're never going to learn. So is it the best situation? No, it's not. So all you can do is just say, hey, you know, next time let's try to make a better decision than that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a teachable moment.
Yeah.
And hopefully that'll be a lesson to the rest of the players that are on the team.
Yeah.
But is it, you know, ground shaking or anything like that? No, I didn't think it was really...
No, the only reason it's a big deal is because, like you said, he's a Mizzou football player, or whatever player.
Basketball.
Basketball.
He's a Mizzou basketball player. And here's another thing, too, is that there is, right now, sports-wise, there really isn't much else going on.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are going to be jumping all over it. I have a text coming in from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic. Matt, the movie Concussion was really good, but ultimately I wish I hadn't watched it. Quite disturbing. Mm-hmm. I've heard that about the movie Concussion. And you see the way some of these... old players live. I forgot the name of the Pittsburgh Steelers center, the guy who was part of those great Steelers teams in the 70s, ended up being homeless and living under a bridge because of the concussions and everything, the mental problems that he had from it. The NFL did a piss poor job of making these players aware of what they were suffering and what they were going through. And concussion, now you just got your bell rung. Just get your, get back out there. That's all it is. You're never going to be able to legislate the violence out of football, but the NFL has done a much better job of, trying to prevent the concussions. And if they feel a player has one, of recognizing it and saving that player from himself. What's up, Giamatti?
Mike Webster.
Webster. You're right. That's the name. But yeah, he was pretty much like living homeless under a bridge, and all the mental problems that he suffered. Tony, I think the player that John was trying to think of is Tony Dorsett. Tony Dorsett's one like that, where he has trouble remembering his wife's name and everything that comes along with multiple concussions. It's horribly sad, but it's kind of like it's one of those things where it's part of football. Let's take a commercial break, and then final segment of the night coming up next. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.